406-587-4181 and visit callnow.org.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake, and we got Heather in here as well, who did a bunch of homework last night. Because what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring in perspective that most people don't think about because they believe what the state-run media perpetuates. And the information, the misinformation that they give you. For example, let's go to the Connecticut. What?
I was going
to
say, are you telling me that we shouldn't believe that Hillary Clinton stumbled and fell and hit her head? I mean, because I just heard that on the news.
You know, Mengele said this. Mengele was a Third Reich Hitler mass murderer. And he said the more we do to the people, the less they believe that we're doing it to them. Jake's talking about right now, friends, is that Hillary Clinton was going to, she was going to come up on the Hill and testify concerning Benghazi. They're telling the people today that she fell and she's got a concussion. She's got a concussion. She can't testify now.
Slipped and fell.
I looked at the crew and I said, how stupid do they think the American people are?
She's recovering.
This is incredible.
Yes, it is.
But let's get back over to the Connecticut massacre.
Sorry.
First and foremost, I want to say, God bless every one of those parents, because I cannot imagine what you're going through. If there's anything that I could ever do, our lines are open. You could call us. Rest assured, we'll do something. Aside of that, I want to get to the nuts and bolts of what took place yesterday. Natural News reported the national media is ablaze today with coverage of the tragic elementary school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, where 27 people have been reportedly killed, including 18 children. Well, this was yesterday, so keep that in mind. As always, when violent shootings take place, honest journalists are forced to ask the question, does this fit the pattern of other staged shootings? Does it work for gun control? Does it work for the administration's propaganda machine? One of the most important red flags of a staged shooting is a second gunman, indicating the shooting was coordinated and planned. There are often mind control elements at work in many of these shootings. For example, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, the Batman shooter, James Holm, was a graduate student actually working on mind control technologies funded by the United States government. There were also chemical mind control elements linked to Jared Lee Loeffner, the shooter of Congresswoman Giffords in Arizona in 2011. But you didn't hear about that.
No, that's never brought up.
No, it never is.
Yes, you dig.
According to the multiple eyewitness reports from Aurora, Colorado, including at least one caught on camera by the mainstream media, by the way, I have seen for myself, the news reports in Colorado came out that James Holm did not operate alone. There was a second shooter involved, but the media quickly eliminated any mention of a second shooter from its coverage, resorting to the typical cover story of a lone gunman. Today, the exact same thing is happening with the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting. Eyewitnesses of the shooting, friends, yesterday, reports of a second shooter are now being scrubbed from the news. As the story of the shooting was first breaking, the news was reporting a second gunman. You're not hearing this anywhere, friends. Fox News reported that this second gunman yesterday was led out of the woods by police officers and then questioned. The original source of this report was the Connecticut Post. They're not talking about a second shooter anymore, friends. A local CBS affiliate was also reporting the existence of a second gunman and said police believe there may be a second gunman and are looking for a red or maroon van with its back window blown out. By the way, yesterday, it also came out that it was a white van. Now, you have to keep in mind, friends, what the media does, the state-run media does, is throw out 20 different versions of what took place only to confuse the people until they get their story as to how they want to bring it to the American people. And it always fits their propaganda. It always fits their story, their version. ABC News also originally reported yesterday concerning the Connecticut school shooting. A second gunman is apparently at large. Car-to-car searches are underway. What about that second shooter today, friends? A local Connecticut CBS affiliate was also reporting. CBS News reports that a potential second shooter is in custody and the SWAT is now investigating the home of the suspect. Oh, he's in custody. Boy, what happened to this guy?
Mm-hmm.
What about the man that was led out of the woods and said, I didn't have anything to do with it? What happened to him? Now it's one shooter, friends. A witness tells WFSB TV that a second man was taken out of the woods in handcuffs, wearing a black jacket and camouflage pants, and telling parents on the scene, I didn't do it. Well, where's he at? Friends, wake up! Where is he at? But the more recent stories being put out by the media are scrubbing any mention of a second gunman. Why? A lone gunman killed 27 people at an elementary school here, including 18 children, and a terrifying early Friday morning shooting spree, reports USA Today. It makes no mention whatsoever of a second gunman. NBC News is also now chiming in with the lone gunman version of the story, eliminating any mention of a second gunman from its coverage of the tragic event. Friends, if there was a second gunman, that means this was orchestrated. That means this was planned. See, this isn't working out for the administration. Another story authored by NBC News, who doesn't want to tell you the truth, carries the title 26 Dead After Lone Gunman Assaults Connecticut Elementary School. Once again, no mention of a second gunman as reported by eyewitnesses. Why? Friends, it was also interesting that a first grade teacher protecting her students was approached by the gunman. You know what he kept saying to her? Where are the kids? Where are the kids? Where are the kids? Before he shot and killed her. What's going on here, friends? Friends, you got to understand the way that you change things is you have to provoke a people. This shooter said, where are the kids? Where are the kids? Where are the kids? Why would he be going for the kids? I thought he was after his mother. What happened? I don't get it. Why all of a sudden is this story changing now? How can we have a Jared Loughner and a James Holman? For some reason, the media has no accessibility to these murderers. Why? Why? Is this mind control? Oh, that's just way out there. Oh, is it, friends? Is it? They're just trying to profile these guys until they come out in front of the American people as the way that they're creating these criminals on top of the crimes they commit. They're creating them out to be exactly what they want to be so they can bring in something called gun control. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this a little bit more. Well, actually, for the rest of the hour. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Ron, I got you next. Hold on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a big fan. I'm also a disabled veteran. Sons of Liberty is a great way for me to stay on top of what's actually going on in the country. I have a young son, so it's important to me to understand evil is threatening his way of life. I think anyone who lives their life standing firm on morals, values, and integrity would love these guys. It's a great radio show.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. USA Today reported yesterday a lone gunman killed 26 people at an elementary school here, including 18 children, in a terrifying early Friday morning shooting spree. Well, now, friends, they said they were looking for a white van, not a maroon one or a red one. Huh. They said that he walked in with a 9mm, and he also had a Glock. But the paper reports that some witnesses reported of up to 100 shots. How could that have possibly happened? It kind of reminds me of Columbine High School, Eric and Dylan in public schools. Shooting 13 people, one teacher, David Sanders, and 12 students. And all the eyewitness accounts of other kids seeing other shooters in that school was never reported to the American people. As a matter of fact, two eyewitnesses that saw two other shooters in Columbine during the Clinton administration. Whose administration does Obama have? Clinton's administration. For some reason, they got both those kids, it was a boy and a girl, high school students, that seen the shooters. They were both gunned down at a subway in Colorado. Did you hear about that, friends? No! Back to Newtown, Connecticut, 100 shots, and he has two handguns. One a 9mm, and another one a Glock. And then all of a sudden, here comes this 223 caliber rifle shows up that was out in the truck. But yet now he was inside the school shooting him up with a rifle which happened to be out in the truck. How does that work? Oh, wait a second. Rand Paul released this morning, gun grabbers around the globe believe that they have it made. You see, only hours after re-election, Barack Obama immediately moved for gun control. Oh, by the way, this is exactly what happened right around the time of Aurora, Colorado theater shooting with James Holmes as well, friends. Just thought I'd share that information that's pretty vital as to what's going on here. Remember again what Mengele said, the war criminal for Hitler. The more we do it to the people, the less they believe that they're doing it, that we're doing it to them. Folks, you have to understand you're dealing with people that do the unthinkable. You still don't think that we're there yet. You have an administration and a president that gets on TV yesterday crying for the children, which America did mourn. He's wiping his eyes with tears that don't seem to appear anywhere. But he keeps wiping his eyes. Keep in mind, this is the same man that is mandating 3,700 babies a day to be murdered in the womb. That's voted for 241 times, and he mourns for the children?
Yep. Or how about a children that's born alive?
Wait a second. And he's mourning for the children? And friends, every single thing the president said was scripted? It was scripted. I seen him read everything. I didn't see a tear come out of his eye. This is the administration, friends, that is arming enemies to the American people, sworn enemies, yesterday. This is the same man that armed the Mexican drug lords with guns that were used to kill Brian Terry, one of ours, friends. For what? To perpetuate crimes that they were responsible for, only to blame you, the American people, so they could bring in something called gun control. And don't forget about Benghazi, neither. Him arming the Muslim Brotherhood against who? Against the Muslim Brotherhood's enemies, friends. You better wake up. But Rand Paul just told us a couple days ago that the UN and Obama, man, they're in, as they say, in bed together, going for a gun grab at all costs. At all costs. Now, to the petty dictators and one-world socialists who control the UN, which is contrived from America, the United States of America isn't a shining city on a hill. It's an effort to their grand designs for the globe. These anti-gun globalists know that as long as the American people remain free to make our own decisions without being bossed around by big government bureaucrats, they never will be able to seize the world's foremost power, the United States of America. And the UN apologists also know the most effective way to finally strip you and me of all of our freedoms would be to destroy our gun rights. Yes. Hey, friends, it's government's purpose to ensure our rights, not take them away. They should be doing the right thing to the wrong things, not the wrong things to our right things. Namely, our Second Amendment, friends. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. The UN is working to force the United States to implement every single one of these anti-gun law policies, enact tougher licensing requirements, confiscate and destroy all unauthorized civilian arms, ban the trade, say, why? Why are they going for your guns, friends? Well, and how would they implement gun control, Jake? What do they got to do?
Well, you gotta have
what was the shooter asking for? What was the shooter asking for, friends? Where are the kids? How come nobody's talking about this in the state-run media? Where are the kids? Well, what's his beef with the kids? Why would he zero in on little elementary kids, friends? To prove my point, and I'm going to take this phone call, Ron first. The United States government is set to deliver 20 advanced fighters and 200 advanced main battle tanks to Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood government. These weapons purchased by American taxpayers when American allies ruled Egypt will still be delivered despite the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood is not only a sworn enemy of America and Israel, but has actually inspired terrorist attacks across the world. Why is the President of the United States arming your enemies, friends? And why are they trying to take away the rights of the American people to bear arms? Why? You would think they, if they were good government, they would be arming the American people. Yep. And they wouldn't be afraid of the American people. But we just can't have this anymore. Who's teaching them how to kill? They say that some of the little kids yesterday, friends in Connecticut, they were numb. You know what they said after September 11th, some of the people? They said it was like watching a movie. It was surreal. Yeah, you've been indoctrinated. You've been desensitized. Even little kids. Well, they sit at home and they're taught to shoot cops.
Right.
And rape women and steal cars and shoot the president's head off. JFK reloaded. And there's another one out there too, friends. It's called Columbine. Shoot as many kids as you can. And then you win awards from Satan when you end up in hell. Prevention is better than cure. No, teach the kids how to commit the crimes, and then the politicians will be there to gun grab. You better know your enemy, friends. No free people will ever be disbarred the right to bear arms. Your president is arming your enemies. If it's not in Benghazi, it's the Brotherhood in Turkey. If it's not in Turkey, it's on the border. And for some reason, the state-run media gave them a pass, friends. And so did your Congress, your voice.
That's right.
Why? Why? We got Ron from Massachusetts. You got Bradley and Jake and Heather. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Bradley, Jake, Heather, pleasure to meet you folks, first-time caller. I wanted to get your take on a couple of things real quick. You had said that, you know, when it comes to why do they go after kids? What was your thought on that? Why do you think they went after kids?
It's just a huge red flag for me. Why are
exactly.
The schools, and that's what bothered me more than anything, because really we can't lay anything out. What I'm going to do in a couple minutes here, Ron, is I'm going to talk about the Sikh temple. All the eyewitnesses saw four shooters, yet it was reported that there was only one shooter. This was just a year and a half ago. Why did they go there? They're going for the most vulnerable people to incite the people, to provoke the people, to say we have to do something about the guns, and that's exactly what they did yesterday.
Have you seen the Sue Collin connection yet?
Go for it.
All right. Did anybody ever see the Hunger Games?
Never heard of it.
The Hunger Games, the movie, the big movie, the big book, Hunger Games?
No.
No, all over Blockbuster.
I'll tell you, hey, Ron, just hang on a second. We're going over to a break right now. I'm going to pull you right back up after this break. Friends, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. And, Ron, you're up first.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. all gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting to me, friends. Why does everybody run to the church after the fact?
That's right.
After tragedies take place. Where was God before they took place? See, therein lies the problem.
Yeah, it is.
There it is right there.
And this is.
See, if we teach them the fear of God, thou shalt not kill, then they're going to walk in the fear of God, a filial fear. They love their father, you know?
Yep.
And this is what's missing in society. And this is what we've been doing. But friends, you got to keep in mind, the same people that are asking for your guns, trying to demand that you give up your rights, are the same people that are teaching your kids how to kill.
That's right.
You got to keep that in mind.
Yep. How many games?
It shows you how backwards they are.
This school is 45 miles southwest of Hartford, Connecticut. Harvard, where the school is, the college that used to train up gospel ministers to go into the communities throughout that area and preach the gospel. You're exactly right. Did everybody get together after this tragedy and go say, well, there's no such thing as God, so let's just all have a candle vigil and think about good things.
Right,
the first thing they do
ridiculous.
Is go to God. The whole town packed into that church, and everybody was numb. And to what you said,
I'm glad they're in church.
This.
I really am. And again, I'm being sensitive about this. But again, why does everybody run to God after tragedy happens?
Right. Because so much more can be prevented by being with God before these sort of things.
And then people get mad at God for it, and it's like the Lord's standing there saying the whole time, I was the one that told you not to do that.
That's right.
I told you not to depart, but you departed. You wanted to try it your own way. Mm-hmm. And now you look at the fruit of that. Yeah. How's that working out for you, America?
Mm-hmm.
Huckabee came out yesterday and said, we need God back in our schools. Well, America, we're not asking for permission.
Yeah.
Put him back in. Get him in there. But he's got to be in your heart first and foremost, right? In Jesus' name. Let's pull back Ron from Massachusetts. Go for it, brother, from another mother.
Yeah, the connection I was trying to make for you is that Susan Collins, the author of The Hunger Games, in that book, there is a massacre of 20 children, you know, an obvious Illuminati, you know, reveling. They love the sacrifice of children. The interesting thing is that Susan Collins lives in Newton, Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little too eerie, isn't it?
Well, it really is. You know, especially when you put into the fact that the Illuminati love ritualistic children, killing of children.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when you put that together, you know, I think what will happen is that a lot of people might wake up to that because it's a pretty popular movie and book.
But you know what, Ron? Here's what I have to say. And I'm being facetious, just so you know that first and foremost. Dude, you're nuts.
Yeah, you're
way out there,
man.
You're
like a conspiracy guy.
You remind me of one of those guys over the last 40 years that have been warning us about what's going on, and now we cannot go over to the fact that it's theory anymore because the conspiracy has been proven time and time again. But I think you're nuts, Ron. What would you say to that?
Well, you know, I think I'm nuts, too, that there's a connection to there. But how else do you read that? How else do you read it?
Yeah, really? 2 + 2 = 4, right?
It's so nuts. And Brad, you made the comment before. It's like the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. Why? Because the bigger the lie, somebody would say, well, nobody would, in their human mind, would tell a lie like that. So it's got to be true.
Yeah.
I mean, who would be stupid enough to say something so extremely crazy like that?
Yeah.
So contrary to normal thinking.
Is it true? You can verify it.
Oh, no. I'm with you.
No, what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, totally. And Ron, it reminds me of Waco. Do you remember hearing the phone calls of the little girl saying, are you going to kill us, to the United States government? And after they were all plowed over by the government, do you remember Janet Reno sat there and started laughing about it? So, folks, again, we're talking about the unthinkable here, but the people that are in power right now, this is not unthinkable to them. This is the norm for them. And again, I'm not linking all lines to say that this is a conspiracy as to what took place in Connecticut yesterday, but I am telling you what, I have a serious problem with the misinformation the state-run media is throwing on the American people again, and I think it's very telling, bro, when they continuously say we want your guns. Well, then who conspired the crime? Well, who contrived the crime? Because they always go for the same thing, and when they go for the guns, it's very telling to me. You know, when a man is picked up for drinking and driving, you know, how come they don't blame the car for drinking and driving? How come they don't say, let's get rid of the cars?
Yeah.
No, the act cannot be apart from the actor.
That's right.
And someone helped this kid along. And especially when we have two shooters the first day and the next day, bro, all of a sudden there's only one shooter again. See, that fits their agenda. Not two shooters, because if there's two shooters, then America starts asking real questions and saying, how is this contrived? Another thing that just came out, the kid never shot a gun in his life. Look at the precision. How many people did he kill?
That's not true. His mother went out with him quite often and taught him how to shoot.
The guns were owned by her mother. I guess they're registered.
Okay, now what was the information you just pulled up, Jake, on the guns? With the mother.
Yeah, the three guns that was used were registered to the mother, and the child apparently got them, used them, and then shot the mother and then went to the school. The rifle was left in the car. It was two handguns that were prominently used. There was two classrooms. People were shot up. You know, it's something to, I don't mean to get off track, but Susan Collins, that I just brought it up, and I found a page, and I went to click on it. It said Susan Collins lives in Newton, Connecticut, and the page was actually pulled down and said it's not available right now.
Oh, interesting.
But that Hunger Games, I do know this of it. It was one of the major movies that was released this year, and it was about children being hunted. And so just all of these correlations are pretty psycho.
Well, I mean, okay, now, where's the vetting? Where's the vetting? Who's vetting these? Who's creating? Do you guys know the Joker? He said that if he wasn't making movies, he'd be on
Stephen King.
Stephen King, friends. Thank you. Stephen King, this individual with severe mental issues, said that if he was not writing horrific stories and making these horror movies, he would be on top of a garage shooting at people with a 12-gauge. This is incredible. This is who's making the money? Yep. Hollywood's giving these guys the money to create these movies?
Yeah, this is why I don't buy this crap that Obama gets on the TV and starts crying about the children, says the first thing that he thinks of is a father, when he's the one who signed legislation as a senator, that if a baby was born through a botched abortion and was still alive, laying on the table, that another doctor would come and kill this baby, and he's going to tell us that he cares about these kids in an elementary school?
And he's doing it to the very people that support him, namely the blacks and the Hispanics.
Exactly.
We got Massey, Minnesota, Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And Heather, go for it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was just wanting to weigh in on the gun thing. What really bugs me is the government coming after the people. And it's always that. It's always like when there's a major tragedy, what does the government come in and do? Try to regulate what the citizens do. And it's like Ben Franklin said, never trust a government that doesn't trust its own citizens with guns.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Great point.
What gets me about it is I listen to your guys' show. I mean, I don't know, but it's always about resolve. But for some reason, even when you look at the media from the right or the left or whatever, they're always talking about the branches on the tree and never the root.
That's right.
The root causes morality. And I remember just going back to another quote, Tacitus, who served under a couple of Caesars, he had said, the more corrupt the republic, the more numerous the laws.
That's right. In other words, if you're not going to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000.
That's exactly right. And, you know, what we got to understand, too, and I keep reverting back to this, people need to understand that if the government thinks that you're corrupt, what do you think? They're not corrupt themselves? I mean, what are they, like Frederick Bastiat said, are they not, or do they believe they're made of a finer clay than us or something?
Well, just let's go back, Massey, sorry about that, but just go back a couple weeks and you'll find that we just expose anti-gunner mayors. They're criminals, major criminals, friends, felons, and they're the mayors that want your guns. Well, go back to Hitler's day. Who did he empower? The baser sort, criminals. Who did Mussolini empower? Scoundrels, because he could control them, scoundrels.
Yep.
And that's what we have to pay attention to. But go ahead, last word.
No, yeah, last word. And we're trying to take advice from a president who did give guns to a Mexican drug cartel and also had one of our border agents killed, and also Benghazi, about guns.
Yeah, and covered it up, mind you, Ad. Might you add, covered it up. Yeah.
Why wasn't he on a pulpit crying about that?
No, because
he was crying about something. Yeah, exactly.
Because he was sorry. The only reason he would have been crying, my friend, is because he was busted. That would have been the only reason.
That's it.
But then again, we didn't see any tears yesterday neither. But thank you for your call, Massey. The Sikh temple, let's go over to there really quick, case in point. There was supposed to be just one gunman involved in the tragic shooting at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. This gunman was shot by police. Again, let's go back just to the Connecticut massacre yesterday. He was found dead. For the longest time, friends, nobody knew who actually killed him. Is that not a little suspicious? Well, it is to me. Digital Journal reported on August 5th on the tragic shooting of 7 people and an injuring of at least 20 more at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. At that time, it was reported that a single gunman was responsible for the tragedy and was shot dead by the police. Well, how convenient. A witness at the scene described the event at between 10 and 10:30. Four white males who were dressed darkly came in and opened fire on our congregation. And from what I am told, about 20 to 25 people had been hit. The eyewitness said. A second video shows a local man whose parents were involved in the shooting. When asked what he knows about the situation, he says, the most I can learn, the most I know as of now, is that there were multiple shooters, there were multiple people, he said. It was a very well-coordinated thing. It wasn't haphazard. It was coordinated, friends. But did you hear that, friends? No. Heather, let's start kicking out Columbine, first and foremost. Then we'll go to Oklahoma City bombing. Who's responsible for that? Ruby Ridge, who is responsible for that? Waco, who is responsible for that? And then, friends, at the end of the show, hopefully I'll get enough time in here to ask you the question, who does the killing? Let's go to statistics. And you're going to find out that governments do.
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right. With Columbine, everybody probably remembers the famous picture the news would cover on the Columbine shooting. You can see the little boy outside of the school laying on the sidewalk dead. Well, what actually happened with that little boy is the father of that little boy and five other families are coming forward and saying that that boy was shot by a police officer. He was not shot by Eric and Dylan, and the sheriff's county, and the sheriff's department and the deputies are all covering it up. And behind closed doors, they're admitting their faults, and in public, they are blaming it on Eric and Dylan.
And then Eric and Dylan, of course, they were blaming the pharmaceutical companies, but who are the parents that were inundating their kids with dangerous psychotropic drugs? And then a judge was paid off to put the seal on that so America didn't find out that it was the dangerous psychotropic drugs or the games that they were playing. So they put all that under seal so you couldn't know that. There's a lot more to Columbine than what we're told, but again, what you're telling me right now is the parents know that the kid was shot by the policeman, and he lied about it on two different occasions, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, he did.
How many more facts aren't being revealed?
That's exactly right. Friends, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Oklahoma City bombing, Ruby Ridge, and Columbine right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. We don't have time to take any more calls. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Facebook and Sons of Liberty Radio. Like it. Please do. And again, friends, we're going to keep rolling on this massacre that took place in Connecticut and all the misinformation being thrown on the American people. You know, the first thing I started thinking to myself was, could this really, are you saying, Bradley, government could possibly be responsible for this? Oh, my gosh. What a stupid question. Go ahead, Heather.
Okay, well, let's go back and look in history with Waco, which was another tragedy where 76 people were killed in Waco, Texas. And Dick Morris came out in 2010. The Canada Free Press actually printed this. I couldn't find anything.
Not in America,
so,
huh? Yep.
I couldn't find anything here. But he's a former Clinton advisor, and he disclosed that it was Clinton himself and not Attorney General Janet Reno, although I'm sure she obviously went along with it, was responsible. He was the one that literally called the shots on everything that happened at Waco, Texas, and the botched invasion. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is quote
unquote.
That
was a setup from start to finish, correct?
Yeah. Yep. He said, Clinton, in fact, was so ashamed about what he did in Waco, that he was not going to appoint Janet Reno to a second four-year term. She told him in a meeting right before Inauguration Day, if you don't appoint me, I'm going to tell the truth about Waco. And that forced Clinton's hand. It's never said publicly before. Huh. And this was in 2010.
Someone from his own cabinet came forward and said that. Yeah.
Yep. And then you look at also the Oklahoma City bombing, same time era. It says that after the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, Carol Howe, a government informant, revealed that federal agencies had prior knowledge of the terrorist plot and were ignoring several figures linked to the bombing.
We've been to the Murr Building in Oklahoma City bombing, that particular space, friends, and they're actually trying to blame terrorists as Christian patriots, if I'm correct, or constitutionalists. So you need to listen carefully, friends, as to who they're
those
aiming the gun
at.
It's exactly what you're seeing today.
Okay, so listen to this. It says Roger Charles of ABC News interviewed Howe, this is again with the Oklahoma City bombing, to release this information to the public. However, once the story was ready to air, they received a phone call from ABC 2020 in New York, canceling the program with no explanation as to why.
That's right.
And then we go to Ruby Ridge, also in the 1992. In 1995, the Wall Street Journal came out with this report that said that there's obviously controversy around this, but what actually happened was far worse than what anyone could have imagined as far as our government's involvement into it.
Mm-hmm.
They said that there were U.S. Marshals that were being ambushed by Randy Weaver and his family, when in truth, it was the other way around.
Wait a minute. Him, his wife, baby,
children.
And a 12-year-old kid.
And his friend, yep.
Oh wow, that's pretty heavy.
Take
ambush.
Him on.
Yeah,
it's over.
I bet.
Yeah. Take it over.
Yeah, so the ATF.
Hey, but if the state run media tells you that, friends,
it's
got to be true.
Yeah. The ATF actually sold him shotguns as a stage thing to make him look out to be something.
Entrapment, setting
that's
him
right.
up, yes.
And so what happened was is they actually ambushed the Weaver's residence. Marshall started throwing rocks at a shed that was adjacent to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And when their 13-year-old son, Mr. Weaver himself, and his friend, Mr. Harris, came out, they shot and killed Randy Weaver's 13-year-old son.
Yep.
And then Mr. Harris, in self-defense, actually shot back, and he killed one of the marshals. Well, that called in the FBI, who in turn surrounded the house as in sniper position. Their directives were literally, this is completely unconstitutional.
This is your government, America.
Right. It violates the Constitution. Which says that it allows no person to become fair game for deadly force without law enforcement evaluating the threat that the person poses. So there has to be.
Am I right in saying this too? Is after they shot the little boy, they were actually mocking his dead body? Agents were mocking his dead body. His wife comes outside the door holding a baby. One of the snipers takes out the mother.
I'll get to that, too, in just a second.
Unarmed, friends.
Yep.
This is your government, friends.
And this is what, when the FBI came in, which eventually led to the death of Randy Weaver's wife, Vicky, is that what they were told was, if you see him, shoot him.
Yep.
That was what they're told.
Sure.
Completely unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So they start to fly helicopters around the house in order to lure them out.
Amen.
And then what they did is they started to blame Randy Weaver for intimidating them.
Yep.
And then they shoot him. They shot him in the back. They shot his friend. They did not kill them. But they shot his wife, who was standing behind the door. And the sniper shot through the window, hit her in the head, and then the bullet hit his friend in the chest. And everyone was wounded that night. Two people were killed.
Yeah.
And it was the FBI
And it's my understanding also that sniper was actually promoted.
Yes, he was never charged with anything.
That's right. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So 007, he thinks he's 007 now.
Yeah.
Friends, is your government capable of doing this? Let me go back to history for those that don't like to do their homework. Let me give you a little history. Were you done?
Yep, that's
thank you. Jake, did you want to interject anything?
No, as I consider all these things, is our government capable of this? Just think about this. The most innocent, and everybody is so desensitized to this. We're talking about the most innocent, valued life in the country and the planet that ever could exist. And they federally mandate and allow and now are attempting to force religious institutions to butcher and slaughter. It's more horrific than any Ruby Ridge, any Waco, and it's happening 3,700 times a day in our country.
I don't understand this. Again, let me separate.
Are they capable of it?
Let me separate this from what just took place. Let me go back to September 11th. Let me separate from all this. 3,000 people were killed on September 11th. 18 kids were killed yesterday.
Yep.
That infuriates me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do something for every one of their families. I really do. To stop this before it happened. That's what we're doing on the radio,
right.
Jake. Resolve, right?
Yep.
Justice, the guardian of liberty. What happens is people don't pay attention to the point that you're making that 3,700 babies by this administration forcing you taxpayers to murder along with him. Arming your enemies, America.
Yep.
Trying to disarm you.
Yep.
And you think he's one of us? You have got to be out of your mind. You have got to be out of your mind. I would love to confront this individual, this administration, with the facts. But folks, you know as well as I do, They're all staged, every one of them. They know all the reporters. They know them all by name. They know which ones they reject, which ones they allow.
And don't think they don't have a gun to their heads, too.
Why do they got Secret Service, Jake?
Yep.
Why do they got military? Why does the UN use mortars and tanks and Glocks and M16s and AK-47s? Oh, I get it. They can have them, but you can't. Why would they want those guns, friends? And why would they want you disarmed? In 1911, Turkey established gun control from 1915 to 1917. 1.5 million Armenians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated by their own governments. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Exterminated by who? By who? The murderer, friends.
Capable
the state. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, those that didn't agree, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Guatemala established gun control in 1964. From 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Mayan Indians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. By who? The government! Their government! Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. By who, friends? Their own governments. Cambodia established gun control in 1956. From 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people unable to defend themselves were, guess what, friends? Rounded up and exterminated by, guess who, friends? Their own government. Defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. 56 million people by who, friends? Their own governments. What did they need? Something called gun control. Well, let me tell you what the difference between you and every other country in this on this globe, friends. Let me make the distinction. Article 2, Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia, you, male, 17 to 45 years old, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right that God gave you of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, infringed. I understood that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you understand that?
To me.
Folks,
I think an elementary student would
open up your
it.
Eyes.
I think if you don't, here's the thing at the end of this. If you don't open up your eyes, what's left? You get rounded up and exterminated. Hello, your kids get rounded up
Jake,
and exterminated.
Oh, Jake, come on, back that up with facts.
Spread the fruit, it's history.
We just did.
Exactly.
We just did. Wasn't it Henry Kissinger that said a lot of people are going to die when they implement a new world order?
Yeah.
Isn't Obama Nation calling for a new world order? Isn't Iran calling for a new world order? Isn't Russia calling for a new world order? Do you think this could be Confederate, Jake?
When any regime takes over.
But as long as you aren't armed people, you have nothing to worry about as long as you're on God's side.
That's right.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We really do. And we will talk to you on Monday. See ya!
From satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.